You're listening to WNRN, and in studio is Kim Ritchie. She just released a new album called Wreck Your Wheels. Welcome to WNRN, Kim.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you so much for coming by. I was talking earlier with you about the fact that I used to live near your hometown of Kettering, Ohio, and they were very proud of you there.
That's nice of them. That's nice to hear.
So when did you make this migration from the Dayton area in Ohio down to Nashville?
Well, I kind of went a roundabout way. I left Dayton in 75, though. So I lived a bunch of different places and didn't move to Nashville until 88. So I was kind of all over the place in between those times.
And shortly thereafter, you came up with this first album. It was self-titled.
Yeah, I think that was maybe like early 90s. I'm not quite sure of the date. Yeah, the first album was early 90s.
But the album that came to a lot of people noticed this one was the Glimmer album, which you got a 4-star review in Rolling Stone. And I know that whichever radio station I was at a series of radio stations around that time. We were all playing that album, and anytime I play Come Around, people are on the phones wanting to know about that song.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks. That's nice to hear. Yeah, that was the third album that I made. Yeah,
Glimmer.
Made that with Hugh Padgham was the producer of that one.
And so you're out with album number 6. The album number 5 you recorded in England,
mm-hmm.
and this one you wanted to do more with your touring band.
Yeah, we did it with Nielsen Hubbard was the producer. He's here today in the studio, and he played all kinds of things on the record as well. And we weren't sure what we were doing. We just thought we'd record some songs and see how it went, and we all really liked it and had a great time doing it. It was the most cooperative record, I think, that I've made, because we all got together and picked the songs as well and figured out the arrangements, all of us as a band, in my living room. We pushed everything back and worked in there for about a week, didn't we? Yeah.
And then you must have gone on over at some point to Nielsen's studio.
That's where we recorded. Yeah, we just did the arrangements and stuff at my house, and then we recorded at Nielsen's place called Mr. Lemon's.
Right. Well, I've actually been to Nielsen's studio, because that's also where Shannon Whitworth recorded her album, and I had the chance, I guess it was about a month or so ago, to interview Shannon there. So, a nice little space there.
It is good, isn't it? It's
absolutely
friendly.
It is friendly. So, the new one is called Wreck Your Wheels. You've been known to do a certain amount of collaboration with different artists when you do writing. Did you do collaboration for these songs?
Yeah. Actually, this one I wrote with Mondo Signs, and we've written a bunch of songs together, and it's the first one that I've recorded. He's recorded some before, but I love writing with Mondo. It's really, yeah, I like singing with him, too. So, he's out on tour with us right now, so it's great having him along.
Well, would you like to play us a song?
Alrighty. We'll play Wreck Your Wheels for you.
Didn't mean to wreck your wheels.
Listening to WNRN, and we have Kim Ritchie in studio, and we're talking about the new album called Wreck Your Wheels, and also have the producer here in studio as well, Nielsen Hubbard. So it's been a long journey with you as a songwriter, and one of the things that you're well known for, not only collaborating with people like Mondo Signs, but also some of your first big songs were co-written with Rodney Foster. Mm-hmm. And you had a whole bunch of people who recorded your songs, especially Trisha Yearwood seemed to favor your songs.
Yeah, she's been great. Trisha Yearwood and, Rodney, and then Mary Chapin Carpenter's done a song that we've recorded together, and James Morrison wrote a song with him for his record. So a bunch of different people, really. It's been nice. Yeah.
Well, how do you balance all of the different kind of parts of, who you are as a professional? You're a touring musician, you're a songwriter, you're a performer, and you're a collaborator as songs. I can't imagine you actually, sit down there with a graph of your week and parcel out all these different parts. But how do you balance it all?
Better sometimes than others. I think it gets a little hectic at times, and it would be easier just to do one or the other, but I can't quite give either one of them up. I really enjoy I love writing with other people, and it's nice now to write with other artists and producers. I'm spending most of my time in London now, and it's nice writing with producers and artists there too. Kind of help them get their songs going and say what they want to say. But I still really like playing the songs, some songs myself and performing. I love performing and playing with other people like Nielsen and Dan here today.
So who are you writing with in England?
There's a fellow called Boo Hewardine and Beth Rowley, and also James Morrison is an artist over there that's done really well. In the UK, and so just different, different people. And I've been going to Sweden and doing some writing over there. I'm trying to kind of stick my foot in the pop music world, which I'm not sure how that'll go, but I'm giving it a whirl, and see. It's fun to do something, you know, kind of completely outside of what I normally do.
So you're talking about Boo Hordeen, who was with the church, right? Was that?
Yeah, that was his famous thing.
I also really liked his album they did with Darden Smith.
Yeah.
I have to bring that one up because
it's
one of my favorites from, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So how do you find all these different people to write with?
Well, I found Boo because of Darden and some other friends. They said, you know, all these people kept saying, you know, do you know Boo? And I said, well, no, I don't know him. And then finally I just thought, well, I really should, because we know all the same people. So I sent him an email one time and said, I'm going to be in London, you know, you want to get together? And so I went up there. He lives just outside of Cambridge, and I went up there to write with him. And we've written a bunch of songs now. We have two on my record, on this new one. And then I've become good friends with him and his family, so it's really, I really like him a lot. So there's that, like the way where I get, you know, just friends introduce me to other people. And then I have a publisher in London that's fixed me up with some people like Beth Rowley to write with. And so it's just kind of a lot of different ways.
We've got Kim Ritchie in the W. Anoren Studios, and we're talking about a new album called Record Wheels. Another live one for us?
Yeah. This song is off Wreck Your Wheels as well, and it's called Careful How You Go. And it's about when I was going back and forth to London, between London and Nashville, I would stay with a friend of mine before I got a place of my own. And we would go for walks, but we would go really late at night and leave like about 11 or 12 o'clock at night, and sometimes walk until the sun came up. And he's born and raised in London, so he knew all these great neighborhoods to go through. And one night when we were walking, it started to snow, and it was really beautiful that night. So this is a song about that walk. On a midnight survey of the town, no place special, just around, the snow fell down like feathers from the sky. Oh, and all the good people were in their beds with the reading lamps on overhead and the curtains drawn against the night. Oh, quiet now, softly now, careful how you go. And house to house, to garden gate, people waiting on buses that left too late now, they're wishing they were home. It gets slippery here, so watch your step. We don't wanna break the spell just yet. The ice is thin, but maybe it'll hold. Oh, quiet now, softly now. Careful how you go. Quiet now, softly now. Careful how you go. Just around, the snow fell down like feathers from the sky. Oh, when all the good people were in their beds with the reading lamps on overhead and the curtains drawn against the night. Oh,
careful now, careful how you go. Quiet now, softly now, careful how you go.
Listening to WNRN. We got Kim Ritchie in the WNRN studios, and we're talking about the new album called Wreck Your Wheels. I really like the title track a lot. I know you played it earlier, but we didn't really talk too much about it. That I don't know if I've ever heard quite an expression like that in terms of all the different things that you kind of touch on during that song. And I would just be curious about kind of maybe a little bit more about your songwriting process, but also some of the people that you admire and maybe initially aspired to when you started writing.
Well, when I started out writing, I think probably a lot of female songwriters would name check the same person. It was Joni Mitchell for me that really got me paying attention to lyrics. And because I just loved her lyrics, and there were some songs I thought, if I could write a line like that, you know, I might just quit and think, because I would think I'd done it, you know, there's no way to do anything any better than that. But I loved her writing, and I loved how she could paint such vivid pictures in so few words. Like, I always remember that line of a song that said, the priest said in the airport bar he was wearing his father's tie. I just thought that was wonderful the first time I heard that, because it just paints such a vivid picture of sets that scene up really, really well. And so she would be probably the person that I was influenced the most by in songwriting, I think.
And any people that you admire today as a peer writer, so to speak?
Well, like I said about Mondo, I love writing with Mondo. We have a really great time writing. He came up with the title Wreck Your Wheels, and then I said, well, that's really interesting. Now we have to figure out what that means and go from there. And once we figured it out, it was really, and the shape of the song, you know, a lot of times when you're writing songs, if you can get, the hardest part is getting going and having an idea and starting the song off. But once you have an idea, like, and that song too has a really specific shape in that it repeats the first part of the verse again at the end. And that way, so that gives you some kind of structure then to work from, rather than just sitting there and, you know, when you first get started where you don't have any ideas at all. And I think every time I sit down to write a song, especially with somebody, because that's more pressure than sitting around by yourself, I just feel like I'm not going to be able to do it. Every single time I'll think, oh, I can't think of any more songs. You know, I can't think of any more things to say or any, you know, the music comes easier than the words. The lyrics are the hardest, I think.
Well, you've obviously done a masterful job over the years. I mean, maybe that's one of the reasons you like to do collaboration, is just kind of to get things going, to have, you know, a conversation for the songs. Or I know you certainly have written songs by yourself, but
not that many, because I love writing with people. I love the collaborating as well as in the studio. I was never one of those people that said, well, here's this part and I want you to play this. I always surrounded myself with people who I really respected what they did, and then said, well, just do what you do, because that's, you know, then all together we'll think of something that will probably be more than us as individuals. And but for songwriting, like, I've met some of my really, really close friends and people that I like hanging out with from sitting down and writing songs, because you can really get to know somebody pretty quickly by sitting down and writing a song, because more times than not you'll talk about really personal stuff, and it's just the two of you, you know, sitting there for hours in a room talking to each other, which you wouldn't normally do when you kind of make a friend. It takes a long time to make a friend, really, and it's little bits by bits, and that moves that process along. Like, Boo's a good friend, and Darden, that's how I met Darden, was through songwriting, and Mondo and Nielsen and these guys. So It's a real social thing for me as well.
I was interested to see that you've written with Mike Henderson as well, because I'm a big fan of the Steel Drivers, and I love the writing that Mike does. And also, you've written with Jim Lauderdale as well, who I admire his writing as well.
Yep, they're both great. And I don't think enough people know about Henderson. He's just an amazing writer. He's one of my favorite people to write with. He's really well read, and he just comes up with some great ideas for songs. And then he's a crazy good guitar player. It's funny because in the Steel Drivers, you know, he's like the MC and the mandolin guy, you know. But he's writing the songs and everything with them. But he is really one of my favorite people to write and to play with.
We've got Kim Ritchie here in the WNRN studios. One more live tune for us today.
Okay. We were thinking we might do one that people had heard of before, so or not, but they have a better chance of hearing this one than the brand new ones, of having heard this one. Okay, let's. And can I say who's playing here today?
Absolutely.
This is Dan Mitchell playing instead of his normal keyboard thing, he's got the little Casio, what's your number there?
The SK-1,
for those of you listening at home. And Nielsen's playing a tambourine on this one, sitting on his leg in a shaker. So it's pretty high tech. Here we go.
1, 2, 3.
After all was said and done, there was nothing left to do. The hardest mile I ever walked was the one I walked away from you. Maybe I'm a little ragged around the edges, I've been keeping a little more to myself these days, but I'm all right. Shut down, but I'm still standing, yeah. I'm all right. A little banged up from a fall, yeah. I'm all right. Still shaky from landing on. I'm all right. Thank you.
You're listening to WNRN. We have Kim Ritchie in the WNRN studios, and we've been talking about the new album called Wreck Your Wheels. And thank you so much, Kim, for coming in. I actually been thinking about the fact that one more question for you, which is London, what's going on there for you?
Well, playing some shows around the UK and other parts like Copenhagen and Sweden, and I go both to those places to write. So just doing a lot of writing and some playing. And then I'll be back here in the States and we'll in February, and we'll all go out and do another run of dates out in the West Coast in that area.
Well, thanks again for coming in and visiting us here at WNRN.
Thanks for having us.
All right.